It is time to kick out the jams, my listeners. I am Mr. Zero, and this is the MC5. Welcome to another edition of Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Radio Show. This week, the Motor City 5. That's right, folks. Kick out the jams with the MC5. Starting out our show was their first single from 1967 on AMG Records, I Can Only Give You Everything. This week on Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Radio Show, the Motor City 5. That's right, folks, the MC5. Formed in the Lincoln Park section of Detroit in 1964. They released 3 studio LPs, 8 singles, 5 live CDs, 3 DVDs, 9 compilation albums. They were once managed by John Sinclair of the John Lennon fame. Coming up now from their first album, the edited version of Kick Out the Jams, a number 82 hit in April of 1969 from their first LP on Elektra Records. That album hit number 30 on the Billboard charts.
Kick out the jams, brothers and sisters!
I'm gonna kick out! Dance!
Kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. Shirt's all wet, what I'm feeling. In the sound that I'm bouncing, me bouncing, me bouncing off the ceiling. You gotta have it, baby, you can't do it without them. When you get the feeling, you gotta suck them all. Put that mic in my hand and let me kick out the jam. Yeah, kick out the jam. I have to kick out.
Feeling happy, having a good time now, hey, doing all right. the dancing crown. Some like screaming out loud. I saw you standing there, I saw you long, hey, yeah, yeah. Open up my eyes, you made me realize all I want to do. All I want to do now, girl, look at you, looking at your babe. Look at you, looking at your babe, yeah, yeah.
Just heard the live version of Looking at You, my favorite MC5 song. That was live at Wayne State University in Detroit on the 19th of July, 1970. Before that was from their second album in 1970, Back in the USA, the song Teenage Lust. There was a New York glam band in the early 70s, one of Kiss's competitors, that took that name for their group, Teenage Lust. Their guitarist and founder, brother Wayne Kramer, born Wayne Cambrus, in Detroit on the 30th of April in 1948. Their second guitarist was one Fred Sonic Smith, who was born in West Virginia, Frederick Dewey Smith, on the 14th of September in 1948. He married Patty Smith sometime in 1980, but he passed away on the 4th of November in 1994. I remember it well. Their vocalist was one Rob Tyner, born Robert W. Dimmener, in Detroit, Michigan, on the 12th of December in 1944. He passed away on the 18th of September in 1991. He's the one that came up with the name for the band, the Motor City Five. After he died, the four remaining members reformed and did a benefit concert. Their bassist was one Michael Davis, born in Detroit on the 5th of June, 1943. He passed away on the 7th of February in 2012. I remember it well because I wrote a Roseville Patch and St. Cloud Buzz article about the MC5. Their drummer was one Dennis Machine Gun Thompson, also born in Detroit on the 7th of September 1948. He and a couple other members are alumni of the famous Plaster Caster Group from Chicago. Right now, from their third LP, High Times, in July of 1971, Future Now.
Believe by the lies they shriek that all is wrong.
just heard the live version of Thunder Express from March of 1972 in France. This show is sponsored by Jambot's Railroad Train for Android and iOS. Recorded at Wishing Star Studios in St. Paul. Also sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113. They carry vinyl records, cassettes, and CDs, vintage toys, movies, and Nintendo video games. Nerd is the word. If you'd like to hear past episodes of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Radio Show, check them out at www.mrzeros.com under the podcast key. There's over 60 episodes available for free. Make sure you check out my article on the MC5 on the RoseVillePatch.com, also under the Mr. Zero's blog section. I met three of the five members of the MC5 at First Avenue in June 2004 on the MC5 DTK tour. They were awesome. MC50 is playing the Varsity in Minneapolis on the 23rd of October with Wayne Kramer and company. When I met Wayne, I had him sign a record and a CD, and I was asking him about the songwriting process for Revolution in Apartment Number 29. I said, "Did you write that about a bunch of unruly neighbors you had?" And he goes, "No, I was the unruly neighbor." So it's only fitting, taking us out from Wayne's sixth solo CD from May of 1987, Revolution in Apartment Number 29.
In apartment 29, someone brought bazookas, someone's chilling wine. We're having a revolution, we meet on Tuesday nights. We're wrapping out our strategy, we're hot to Trotskyites. We got the propaganda, we got the plans and the maps. Just after chips and pesto, and sleep on the railroad tracks. We got your infiltrators, perpetrators, skinheads, pinheads, and concretes. Infants and seniors, and the devotees, the homeless and the combless, and chicks from the beach. We got the software and the hardware, got the codes and the keys, and the beer is imported, we refuse to be thwarted, gonna bring the man down to his knees, gonna bring the man down to his knees, we wanna do what we fucking. Apartment 29, reciting Marx and Lenin, squeezing up the lines. We're having a revolution, and we're having it right now. There may be blood and bullets.
I am Mr. Zero, and this was the MC5. We'll see you on the other side.
Mr. Zero!